From NPR News, this is Day to Day. You know, flying can be a grim experience. Well, it's about to get either grimmer or better, depending on where you sit. Delta Airlines is offering wireless access to the internet on domestic flights for a fee, of course. Other airlines are expected to follow Delta's lead. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us now. And Amy, I thought you weren't supposed to have any electronic devices on while you were flying, that it was some kind of peril to the aircraft itself. So why is Delta doing this now?
Well, apparently that's not the case with internet. Several years ago, Boeing started working on a satellite-based internet system, but it never really took off. It was too expensive at a time when most airlines were losing money. What Delta has announced it's installing is a more modest system. Remember those old airphones on the back of the seat?
Yeah, did the anyone system. Ever use those?
Right, exactly. My mom called me once. I think it was very expensive. But this system will use the same frequency. The companies say it's totally safe. It doesn't interfere with the plane's operations. Airlines like American and JetBlue have tested it, and now Delta says it will be available on all of its domestic flights by next summer.
So it's going to cost a fee, right?
That's right. Nothing seems to be free anymore on the airlines. Just today, Delta doubled its fee for checking a second piece of luggage, in fact. Analysts say the internet service is another way for the airlines to try to make money. So Delta says it will charge passengers $9.95 for flights lasting 3 hours and under. It'll be $12.95 for longer flights. And many of the users will likely be business travelers. You might think that they like an excuse to be out of touch for a rare few hours while flying. But I talked with Joe Brancatelli. He runs Joe Sent Me. It's a website for business travelers. And he says most of them would prefer to be productive.
Now it's unacceptable to be out of touch for a moment. So now there's 4 or 5 hours when I can't work my BlackBerry. This is such angst-producing for most business travelers. The thought that you might still want to use your airtime to relax, possibly think or read, is long gone.
And for those who still want an excuse to be out of reach, Brancatelli says, at least at first they can always claim they didn't know how to use the system.
Well, what about the other passengers who like to be blissfully out of reach and they like to relax? And they're sitting next to some passenger who's, I don't know, looking at something illicit on their computer.
Right. Well, you know, people can already watch DVDs on their laptops and play video games. So people who find that irritating might be annoyed by this as well. But so far, it's just going to be for data, so and possibly kind of slow. So you probably won't see a lot of streaming video or anything like people talking on the phone on the internet.
Oh, talking on the phone on the plane. Wow. Okay, Amy, thank you very much. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.